The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. People hate when I do this, but I just do it to see on the computer the sound levels. So I won't say testing again. All right? Go ahead. Do
what
whatever.
What do you mean, like, again?
I won't say testing.
No, but like in another podcast, or you won't say it again in this
podcast? I won't
podcast.
Say it again in this podcast.
I didn't know.
Yeah, because people get mad when I go testing.
Do they? Like, what do they say?
They say, stop saying testing.
They tweet you that?
No, they come to my house and knock on the door and tell me. People drive over.
There's other methods of getting through to you besides. There's a lot of different things between.
I know, and I told you how they do it.
Okay. No, you know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
It's like if anybody says anything, you go. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, do I? Is that what I say?
No, they booby dee da.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's what. Ooh, boo, boo, boo.
Oh, but you be.
All right. Let's.
You
get
like?
This.
Is this? You'll be like. I'll be like, oh, is that coconut water? No, it's jizz from my asshole.
Oh, aren't you just... You're too dirty. I can't do a podcast with somebody as dirty as you. You talk... You just got such a foul mouth. It's not womanly-like. Can you...
When it comes to comedy, I'm gender fluid.
Can you make my cup of coffee while I do some plugs and get started?
This is where I turn into a quite a little lady. I'd love to, darling. Oh, what's you taking your coffee?
What's that?
Would you like almond milk or soy milk?
Soy
you know,
milk.
Soy, they say, gives you a little too much estrogen. You feeling that lately?
No.
So that's why they call them soy boys. Do you know that negative?
No, I never heard it.
A soy boy? It means you're like too girly because soy has estrogen in it.
Oh. Okay. Melissa?
What?
Nothing.
What's that?
Oh, that's Etheridge.
Alyssa?
I'm missing Melissa.
Oh, look, Alexa comes on, because Alexa's like, I know that you call me something different every time.
What? Alexa. See?
Yeah, you...
She comes on when I call Alexa. Nothing. All right, real quick, we'll get some quick plugs out. April 10th, please, not so loud, making the coffee. You know, it's only...
I'd like to know that it's real. This is not a play!
April 10th, we're doing a live My Wife Hates Me show at the Village Underground. Bobby Kelly will be our marriage counselor. Our celebrity marriage counselor guest. These shows are the funniest live podcasts we do. As a matter of fact, they're the only live podcasts we do is when we have a marriage counselor. We've had tons of them. They're always fun. It's only $10. Go to the Comedy Cellar website. Buy your tickets for Tuesday, April 10th. And let's see, some of my club dates coming up. This Saturday, I'll be at the Newtown Theater, Newtown, Pennsylvania. I'll be doing a theater there. What else? And the 20th, April 20th, I'll be at Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, which I haven't done in probably 20 years, 25 years. And... At least that. Yeah, probably 20 years ago. So I need people, tons of people, because I'm doing a door deal. And it's local, and I don't have to get on a plane. And I heard it's a decent room. So I'm kind of happy about it. Also, the 21st. Oh, and April 21st, Comedy Cabaret in Northeast Philly. Northeast Philly. Also, what date? Hold on, don't go anywhere, for real. I'm back. I am back. Also, where is it? Oh. Oh, next Thursday, April 12th.
Which cup do you want?
You know, I'm working all next week, that one. I'm working all next week, too. But next Thursday, April 12th, I'm at Stanhope House, Stanhope, New Jersey. Wow. That's pretty
cool. That one's
fun. I like that one. So I'm working.
I mean, if you like, you know, really yelling out your jokes.
No. They listen to me. So let me go over
this.
I mean,
it is a bar. You got to be into that.
No, it's not a bar. It's a rock and roll club. It's an old blues and jazz.
Well, whatever. It's like, you know.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's the oldest bar in New Jersey.
It's not the most. It's not like where it's quiet, where you put your drink down and you're like.
No, it's fun.
Okay, let me. What do I want to talk about?
What club is quiet?
I mean, I dream of those clubs where you're like. Theaters. You can hear the clinking of the glasses in between your jokes.
Theaters are quiet, but clubs, there's always something going on. Drinks being dropped or checks being dropped or, you know, a fight. You know, whatever, someone giving birth. There's always something going on in a club.
I know. You know what I mean?
Somebody drops a chicken wing on their fucking date and they have a blowout. So real quick again.
That's very specific.
This Saturday, the Newtown Theater, Newtown, Pennsylvania. Next Thursday the 12th, the Stanhope House. Oh, Village Underground the 10th. Buy your tickets at thecomedyseller.com. The 12th. Stanhope House, Stanhope, New Jersey, and 20 and 21, 20 at Doylestown Comedy Cabaret, 21 Comedy Cabaret, Northeast Philly, also Uncle Vinny's, April 18th and 19th. Go to richvoss.com for all my dates. They're all up there. I'll read them again later. We don't have any reads today, do we, Bonnie? No reads. So we could just do a straight up podcast.
Straight up.
What do you want to? And there's so much to talk about.
Is there?
I have not. Well, we never talked about your. Did we talk about your Disney?
My Disney World extravaganza.
Did we? We didn't talk about that.
No.
Because we did the podcast before you left.
That's right. This is our first one after.
So tell us a little bit about how Disney World went.
I don't.
Because everybody's waiting to hear.
Listen,
and tell us
folks,
about the email you got too.
The happiest place on earth. It's a fucking lie. It's bullshit. It's well, first of all, I went with my family, my mom and my sisters and one of my nieces, and of course Raina, and we rented a house, and then we went to.
But that was 30 miles away from Disney.
No, it wasn't that far. It really wasn't. Oh, it was okay. Like 13 or something.
Okay.
No, it was everything was fine except, you know, we don't have to do things like we don't go out on weekends. You know what I mean? We're working on weekends. We don't, you know, we don't have to do stuff at the same time as everybody. We can do our banking during the day. You know, most people have to wait till after they're done work or whatever. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you know where I'm going with
this?
We
don't live a normal. We don't live your average every day.
We don't have to go to Disney World when the rest of the world has to go on spring break. We don't have the same schedule. And yet, I don't know why it slipped my mind. I didn't think about what the times were when my family was like, we're going to go this week. Because Raina was still missing a week of school. So I didn't think of it as spring break. And then someone said to me, oh, spring break is the following week. I thought, oh, that's weird. I still didn't put it together. That we went just a few days before Easter. You see what I'm saying? It was...
Everybody's...
When I should have known something was up when we got in to get our rental car. It was over an hour and a half wait to get our rental car.
You told me an hour. Now it's an hour and a half.
Yeah, by the time we drove out of there.
You're exaggerating again.
No.
An hour and a half.
It took a very long time, yeah. I mean, you should have saw the line. It was
ridiculous.
That's
90 minutes.
I know how long things are because that's how long the lines were at Disneyland also. 90 minutes.
90 minutes to get on one ride.
Like definitely the lowest ride was like 75, 80 minutes.
That's fucking stupid.
It's okay. So that's the thing. When we got in, before we went to our rental
house,
what did
it cost to get into Disney? Well, we'll get to that.
Okay, so to get to our rental house, we stop at Walmart to get some stuff. Everything's sold out of Walmart. It's a zoo in there, and it's almost midnight. In fact, it's over midnight, after midnight, because we weren't allowed to buy alcohol, which was upsetting.
Why can't you buy alcohol after midnight?
Well, they sell it in Walmart, which is weird. They don't do that in New Jersey. But
could you buy a gun?
I didn't notice. We didn't go to that area. We just went to the food.
I don't think they sell them anymore.
And but if they did sell guns, I might have used one at that point. It was very stressful. And I was like, why is it so busy? It's so crazy. But it's because everyone came in that same day to start their spring break.
Did you recognize anybody in Walmart that was online at the rental car counter?
Yes. Yes. I'm not kidding you. Yes. We kept seeing people that we saw.
No, you didn't.
Yes. Yes. We did. And
good looking guys.
Huh?
All families are single guys and single girls or couples or family. All families.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't doing a census.
You gotta be a real freak to go.
How many
to Disney
kids do you have? None. Okay, thank you very much.
You gotta be a real freak to go to Disney World by yourself as a male.
Lots of people do.
No, they don't.
And
not
they
men.
Wear. Yes, and they wear like they go to Harry Potter World and they wear capes and stuff. That's in with Universal.
Not single guys. You gotta.
I don't know about single guys,
freak.
But they're not swimsuit models. Okay.
They're radio listeners. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying walking around at Disney World and Universal for a lot of people was the first time they'd gotten off their scooters.
Did you stay for the parade and the fireworks like I told
Can
you
I just,
to?
Like what?
Oh, you're still, I'm asking you questions. You say
I know, but I'm going through it and you're not, you know.
I'm listening.
So I'm saying we went peak, it was like peak attendance, you know.
Peak season.
Peaks. I mean, they couldn't have fit two more people in at either of these places. In Harry Potter World, it was like, you know, I bought Raina one of those wands, and then you're supposed to be able to go around to certain things and use your wand, and it'll work. They're $50, the wands. My friend goes, you got to get her a wand. It's the most fun thing in the world. So I went and got her and my sister Lynn a wand, and they couldn't get close enough to the things. That's how fucking busy it was. We stood in line for 25 minutes, I'm not exaggerating, to get a butterbeer, which is a $7 cream soda, basically. It was insane. It started to get on my, like, it just felt like a vacuum was, like, vacuuming money out of my pockets.
$50 for a wand.
Yeah, go look at it. It's a fucking piece of wood, a little carving on it.
And didn't you buy clothes, a jacket, a sweatshirt, and a shirt?
No, that was at Disney World. So this is the first day we do two different parks at Universal. Oh. We've got the Park Hopper. And every single person in that park is in a wheelchair, on a scooter, or pushing a stroller. It's like, it's mayhem. There's stroller, like, parking that's like, as far as the eye can see, it's just strollers. It's a sea of strollers. It's almost better than some of the, like, if they just put a thing up and said, people would stand in line to see Stroller World. I think I should have just done that. Make another. It's so crazy. And then it was very, very hot. Okay, rained the first day.
Did you
use
your Stroller World joke with your family? Or did
no,
you just made that up now?
I just thought of it now.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I got mad at my family at one point. I was yelling because I don't know anything about Harry Potter. We're in a Harry Potter world and it was raining and it was just like, and we didn't have umbrellas. So everybody was trying to stand inside, but there wasn't enough room. It was like crazy. And I looked over at Raina. I said, you know what? This is good. This is the hardest thing she'll ever have to go through. This is her Vietnam. You know, this is her 9/11. Later in life, she hits some kind of, you know,
obstacle,
some challenge. She'll be able to look back on this and say, no, I
survived.
I made it onto the Harry Potter ride and I can make it through this.
There's only one ride at Harry Potter?
There was two rides, but I don't know what one of them was. And the other was the Harry Potter ride. And it was.
How long does that last?
The rides last like less than 3 minutes. The rides are very short.
Well, you only went on one ride at Harry Potter World, you said.
Yeah.
You went all the way into Harry Potter World to go onto one ride? What else is going on in Harry
Potter? It's not about the rides, I found out, because you're supposed to love Harry Potter and, like, you know, it is kind of cool, like, when, but it's just like, it's like you're just looking at storefronts, like they've made it look like Harry Potter. If you're into, I've never read a Harry Potter book. I've never seen
I've seen all the Harry Potter movies.
I know a lot about Harry Potter just because it's like in pop culture, but
I've seen them all except two, I think. One, I got to finish them.
Oh, well, you might like it. I mean, I don't know. They're like,
I don't remember them.
Oh my God, it's so-and-so's place or whatever. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. You know, and then you're supposed to enjoy that. But every storefront you go in, it's like they're selling candy, you know, chocolates, or they're selling, you know, souvenirs, or, you know, it's like, then in Disney World, same thing. Then there's different like places in Magic Kingdom, like, oh, it's like Western World. I can't remember what it's called. And then you go in to the
West World.
No, you go into the saloon or whatever, and it's just like a gift shop, and you're like, you know, the magic is instantly gone because you're like, oh, did they have these Disney ears at West,
I know,
sure.
I think
Western
they had a
World?
Gift shop at Anne Frank House.
Crazy. I mean, I think they have a gift shop at the 9/11 Memorial.
It's, I know. It's
bizarre. Yeah. So then, then we took a day off. My family went shopping. They wanted to go shopping. I was like, who wants to go shopping on vacation?
What do you mean, at the outlets?
They didn't go to the outlets. They just went to the mall. They came back with tons of stuff. I was like, I stayed at the house with Raina and my sister Lynn, and we like played cards and went in the pool. And there was like a game room, like we played pool and shuffleboard and stuff.
Well, now when you did that with your hands, was that you holding the pool stick?
Yeah, because I didn't want you to get it mixed up with the actual pool. There was a pool.
Yeah, well,
also,
you couldn't play pool.
Right,
you would go
I
in
know.
The pool
mm-hmm.
and play.
But
pool.
I still was just.
Now, how much did it cost you to get into Disney?
I don't remember exactly the cost of, but it was like they were all around $130, $150 tickets.
For a person?
Mm-hmm.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
No.
To just go in and like look around and maybe stand in line for, you know,
how
hours
the fuck,
on end.
Like,
that's why I kept saying I don't get it. And then you wanted us to stay. Okay, so at Universal, we stayed for the parade just by accident.
Not Universal, Disney. They have parade and fireworks.
Okay, well, listen, fuckface. The fireworks were wall to wall, like thousands and thousands of people pressed up against each other,
trying to get their money's
staring
worth.
At a castle that was, I guess, going to have fireworks behind it. It was crazy. Like, I got claustrophobic. I picked Raina up and I was like, she's sick. She's going to throw up, so that people would let me through so I could get out of there. It was crazy. I go, she's going to be sick. And Raina goes, I am. I was like, come on. So then it got cold. It was so hot during the day. So I put all my stuff in. My sister Lynn and my mom shared a wheelchair. Like, sometimes my mom would use it, sometimes my sister Lynn would use it. And then, so we put our.
Did you have to pay for that?
Yes.
No.
That was the cheapest thing. That was like $12 a day.
Are you fucking kidding? And some of the poorest people save up all year to go to Disney World to get fucking just eaten alive by their prices.
It's so there's just, so many other parks and stuff that are so much better. Like, we have Dorney Park here in New Jersey, and it's a
no,
water
it's
park
in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. There's a water park and a like rides and stuff
at Dorney Park,
and it's a thousand times better. It just doesn't have the, you know, Disney label or the Universal label. But the Disney rides and stuff are so old anyway. It's like, Raina didn't know any. She's like, was this from a movie or something? You know, it's not like, it's still the same clunkety clunk shit that we went to when we were kids.
The Mary Poppins ride.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I was just making it up.
Oh.
You're saying old.
No, but it's like, it's a Small World ride.
After all.
And then there's like one with this, like the Briar Patch, you know, and Baloo. And I don't even know what movie that's from. And Raina's like, I guess these guys are from a movie or something. Like, the Men in Black ride at Universal was one of the, like, newest rides. I guess the Harry Potter ride. There was a Jimmy Fallon ride. Is it Disney or Universal? I don't remember. We didn't go on it.
Oh.
So that was the newest one, I
when
guess.
When you went to Disneyland in California, which it is. Well, one,
in my opinion, so much better. But that's because I went on off season. I never went anywhere on peak season before.
Well, also too, a fan emailed you free tickets to get in, right? So
yeah.
You saved. Now you couldn't find that guy's email,
right?
Because you're stupid, right?
Right, but I should have known it's Sean. He tweets us all the time.
He listens to our podcast.
Yes, and then he was like, "Oh, I just listened. Did you already go?" And I was like, "Yeah, we already came back." He's behind.
Oh, and he emailed you when you got back. Do you need tickets to get in?
Uh huh.
So, you only went one day. You would have only saved what, $300, you and Raina.
Yeah, but my full family.
He's not going to give tickets for your whole family.
Last time he gave us 6 tickets, I think.
Oh, so you would have saved one day, but the sweatshirt. How much was a shirt?
So
you
then bought? We were waiting for my family, the rest of my family, cause, and we didn't have our sweat jackets because we took them off in the day and put them in the wheelchair. We couldn't find them. And now we're freezing. It's like freezing cold all of a sudden. So this is in Disney. So then I have to go buy her a sweatshirt, $65. And I just bought me like a long sleeve t-shirt that I thought you would like. And that one cost $60.
No way for that t-shirt was it $60.
Something like that, yeah.
You're a sucker.
I'm a sucker. What did you want me to do? You can't just be like, well, let me just get this from Kmart. We're sitting there shivering. We don't have keys to the car. We can't go anywhere.
How cold could it be? It's Orlando, Florida.
It was really cold. I don't know. It got cold.
Did Raina
night.
Get cold or was it you?
Raina was cold. I was cold.
At the house?
Stop it. If we were at the house, we wouldn't be buying Disney clothes.
But why were you going back to the house?
Okay, listen, I'm sorry. I don't know how to explain it any better. I don't know what I'll do. I'll put them on eBay. I'll get the money back, Rich. I don't know what you want me to fucking say right now. We were stuck at Disneyland. It's open till midnight. I couldn't find my family. They weren't answering their phone. They had the keys to the car. They had our
sweatshirts.
We were just sitting there on a fucking
bench
on the, like, where the entrance of the park is, waiting for them to show up and freezing our fucking tits off.
Did you see people walking around eating those big drumsticks?
Yes, we did.
Was it gross looking?
I mean, it's the most bizarre thing in the world.
I wonder how much they...
Probably $10, I'm going to guess.
Where the fuck can you get
you don't even wait for answers. You're just like, beep, 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 beep. Wait a second, I'm not talking enough.
I know. Are you kidding me?
Well, why are you giving me shit about buying fucking sweatshirts?
I didn't give you shit. I was just wondering.
No, you're not just wondering. I told you exactly what
just
was going on.
Because you had a tough time. Don't take it out of me. I talk to you every day.
A tough time. This is much worse.
This is worse than Disney.
Yeah.
Doing a podcast with me is worse than Disney.
Yeah.
But you said to Raina, it's probably the worst thing in your life.
Doesn't have to do a podcast with you.
Are you saying this is one of the worst things in your life?
Sometimes when I'm fucking doing a super hard workout or whatever, I go, remember, you got through that podcast. You can do this.
That's what you say?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Can you take your gum out? Honestly, it's like.
There. God, you go from what, like?
Because you just started hammering at me about the fucking shirts. You don't listen. No, see, you're just talking. You don't listen. I said we were cold, whatever, and you just keep like it's insanity the way you just keep on. Well, where were you? Were you at the house? Why weren't you? Boo, 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 boo.
There's something wrong with you.
Yes, yes, clearly I needed help about 15 years ago. I didn't get it, ended up here. I mean, what do you want from me?
An apology for being so mean and snapping on me when I never do that. I'm so calm. You've never heard me just start yelling at you on a podcast and attacking you. I ask a couple questions and you go from
okay.
Lovely. Good.
Noted. No, let's carry on the podcast. Noted.
Noted what?
No,
what are you noted?
It noted that you don't ever blow up. Let's carry on
the podcast.
Yeah, let's carry on the podcast then.
What, do you think I've ever blown up on the podcast and yelled at you? Tell me one time you can remember.
Many times where you go, I'm going to fucking hit you. You stop that or I'll fucking hit you or whatever
I
you
never say.
Say
I'll hit you. Don't put that out there in the universe.
You say I'd like to hit you or I want to smash you in the face or whatever. You've said it many times on the podcast. If I'm goofing around or whatever, you're trying to talk and I'm like interrupting.
Yeah, but that's not snapping on you. That's, hey, please let me finish what I'm doing.
Oh, well, I guess my ears are tuned wrong because it comes into my ears as I'm going to fucking smash you in the face. But really what you're saying is, darling, this is making me feel like I might smash you in the face.
Okay, well.
Oh. The weight of the world on Rich Voss's shoulders.
Oh, so. You got back from Disney. The guy emails you for, you know, save his email because you told Randy you're going to take her back there again. You know when you take her back? You take her back in the summer when it's boiling hot and there's no one there. That's a good time. Then you go to the water park. That's probably packed in the summer though, right? Are you going to not talk to me now?
I'm waiting for you to finish whatever you're saying. Go ahead. Finish.
You're just staring outside
like
that.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Yes, Rich, that's what I've already said. Go on Not Peak Season. Yes, I've already covered this. But do you want to be the one to give me the advice? Oh, what wise words, Mr. Voss. Thank you for sharing that.
Did you or did you not say to Raina, we'll come back? Did you say
well,
that?
Because she got sick, and so we couldn't go to the water park. So she was crying. She had a fever the night before, really bad. And, you know, she had a cold before we left. And it's
bad to fly with a cold.
And then just the walking, the thousands and thousands of miles walking, it tired her out. That's why at the end of Disney World, she was like, I want to go home. She was so done, and I couldn't find my family.
But at Disney World, you didn't stay for the parade and fireworks because you were too cold. Because where the fireworks you were talking about at Harry Potter World was packed, but
no, that Harry Potter World is in Universal. It's one of the. It's like these different worlds in different parks. I mean, it's so complicated. You can't explain it.
See, when I took my kids there.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the water park.
Mm-hmm.
I think went to
Universal Water Park or Disney Water Park.
Just the water parks. The water park.
Oh, just the one that's called the water park. Not affiliated with either one of those.
I don't remember.
Oh, then you say I don't remember. You don't go just the water park. I'm asking a specific question.
I'll call them and find out. And we went to SeaWorld. Back when SeaWorld wasn't being, you know, attack for killing whales or whales killing people.
Did whatever. You take your shirt off and go, oh yeah, look at this.
Why would I do that? I don't get it. You called me a whale? What are you talking about? I don't get it. You call me a whale? Why are you laughing to yourself? Why would you call me a whale?
I'm not calling you a whale.
Then why would you say, did you take your shirt off and look at this? What does that mean?
I don't know. It was a funny visual.
At SeaWorld? You call me a fucking, what do you call me, a whale? You're saying I'm as big as a whale? I'm fucking in good shape. What the fuck are you talking about? You're gonna sit and laugh like a crazy woman? Oh. Why? What? Explain that joke to me.
There's no joke.
You call me a whale?
No, it's dumb.
Why do you buy so many snacks?
Oh, what? How is this turned into that?
Because you buy snacks and people eat them and they gain weight because of your snacks. I'm going to call, where's my phone? I don't feel like it. I was going to call Jessica and ask if we went to a water park. We're in Disney World. I'm pretty sure we went to a water park.
Well, I think you should definitely figure it out. I mean, people want to know. People want to know. Everybody wants to know. Everybody's dying to know.
Took her on race car. They had cars that she could drive. Did Raina do that?
No.
Why?
Because, you see those? Yes, but there was so many, like, there was a long wait, and when you're at Disney World, it's complicated, but you can do fast pass only for 3 rides. So everybody has the opportunity. You download an app, and basically, instead of just waiting in line, you're waiting out for your time to come up. So it'll say, come back at, you know, 1:40 or 4 o'clock or whatever it is.
It's a scam.
We were there all day. We didn't even get on a ride until like 3:30 or something.
I feel bad for Raina. It's a bad experience.
It's her Vietnam, man.
Okay. Can we move on now? Nobody cares about it anymore about your Disney World trip.
Oh, did you want to go over some more of it if you went to a water park at Disney or Universal yet? You want to do that? What did you do some research right now on the podcast about what water park you went to?
What? Doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure we went to a water park. Or maybe that was at Busch Gardens. Where are you going?
What? Oh, I thought she was calling me.
Maybe that was I took them to Busch Gardens too. That's in Tampa. Busch Gardens. You ever hear of that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
It's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like an amusement park.
Oh, you
park.
Owe me $1,000.
I had my fingers crossed.
No. Oh, my God.
What?
No. Last night, I told him a story that involved the snowboarder, Sean White. And he goes, was he famous or something?
I know who he is. Reddish hair.
I know, but you were like, you said, this is the words that he read. You go, who cares? Was he famous or something? And I go, I don't know. You have a jacket by him. You tell me. And you go, no, I don't. I go, yeah, you do. And then it went back and forth. And I said, I'll bet you $1,000 that you have a Sean White jacket. And then you kept going, I'll bet you $5. I'll bet you $20. And I was like, if you're so sure, bet $1,000. Which you ended up shaking my hand on $1,000. And I just went right over about 2 feet behind you, picked up your jacket and showed you the label.
Sean Puffy White.
Well, you know what, that joke is so good. You keep the $1,000. You know what, that really made me laugh.
It's not just Sean White Scape snowboarder. He doesn't have a clothing line.
Oh, you want to, okay, you want a double or nothing? You want a double or nothing?
Huh?
Double or nothing on it then. Double or nothing on it. Because this is the thing. You have no fucking clue. And then you just say, I realize now, this is the way to do it. Just you make you pay for it. Because last night you did the same thing about a show. Oh, you said, where did we see that guy? Oh, no, you said, what's that show? We didn't finish watching
it. Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. I go, it's Fargo. No. No, it's not. No, it's not Fargo.
He plays two characters.
So you just went through. Yeah, so then you started doing that. He plays two characters. Da, da, da. I don't answer anymore because I've done this a million times where I tell you the answer and it's just not good enough. I go, Google it then. Look it up. No, you keep going. Is it Fargo? No. You even argued with yourself a little bit about it. It's like, I'm tired of doing it for you. I don't understand what you want me to do in those situations. So now I do know. Oh, bet him $1,000. Bet him $1,000. So I'd like that check, please.
When I get around, I will.
You got to give me that check right now. Go to the thing and get me that check right now.
I don't have my checkbook. They're upstairs.
No. No, yes. It's in your desk drawer.
I moved them.
No.
I moved them.
No.
Yes. You sound like me. No. No. What are you trying to... Whatever. And you got to give me a chance to win my money back.
No, I don't. That's not how gambling works. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
The guy's about to break your legs. You're like, you got to... I don't know if you know this unwritten rule. You got to give me a chance to win my money back.
The guy, you never heard that in the casinos?
Hey, let's give this guy a chance to win his money back, everybody. All right. Dealer's up. I don't know if that's a thing they say, dealer's up.
No, they don't say that.
I couldn't think of how to cap the scene.
You know, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon that Bonnie and I, and this.
Swallow the extra spittle in your mouth. Your mouth should be almost dry. It's like, what is it like for you in there? Like a car wash? It's not supposed to be like that. Like every time you open your mouth, you just loads of water.
No one calls
down.
It spittle. It's called spit.
We've had this argument before. Do you want to bet $1,000 on it? Bet $1,000.
No,
I'm spittle. Giving you a chance to win your money back. No. You don't believe spittle's a word? $1,000.
It might be a word, but barely anybody uses it. They use spit or saliva.
All right, fine. Whatever you want. Your saliva is like a tidal wave in your mouth. Every time you open it, it's like, you know, women and children and rafts and boats and houses getting sucked in.
Well, you were proud of that one. You looked to you looked to the right like, hey, folks, huh? You like that bit? Hey, you looked down.
I was enjoying the visual.
We were the first. And I'm sick of people jumping on our bandwagon and forgetting that we were the first to come out and say how much we hate the daughter on the Americans.
Oh my God. I'm not telling you anything anymore.
What? We don't hate her, the character.
Rich.
She's got to be a great actress to make you hate that character so much.
No, listen, I agree. She's a totally unlikable twat.
That's probably what they cast. And that's
I know, but I told you that somebody tweet. I said, oh, I didn't read the article, but somebody tweeted that there's an article about how much grief she gets, that actress, because everyone hates that character. Well, you've just now you're like making public speeches about something that it's only hearsay to you. You never went and looked at the article. You never found out if it was true.
Why would you lie about that?
Because I've lied to you about other things that you believed.
Yeah. Yeah, I could name, yeah. Like,
yeah, well, I did it
like
as an...
my kid.
I did it... Raina won. I did it as an example to show you that you should do your own research on things.
So they didn't write an article? Yeah, they did. Because you told it to me 2 or 3 times. All right? So...
But why wouldn't you, before you start making public declarations, why wouldn't you look it up?
Because I take your word for it. Why would I...
I didn't even read it. I only read what the person wrote about the article, saying, like, this is horrible that people would do this to this girl or whatever.
I mean, I think she's a good actress because maybe that's a character, you know, she's playing. Anyhow, we were the first. Does that get you mad when I go like that? All I'm doing is tapping the table like that.
All I'm doing is tapping the table.
When you get fingernails, that's what you do. Okay? Every secretary on the planet does that. So we finished Versace. It wasn't bad.
Why is this interesting to people?
Because a lot of people haven't seen these, so we're going to give them some updates. All right? We're trying to help. You know, there's TV updates, there's movie updates, there's comedy updates, there's marriage updates, there's updates. So we're just giving this one real quick.
Remember we used to do that? Has it started yet? Game of Thrones, season 10. Has it started yet? I don't know what season it is.
I don't remember doing that. Maybe you did it.
Really?
We finished...
Fargo.
We're done.
Season 4. Has it started yet? Oh, we haven't finished season 3.
Yes.
That wasn't Fargo. That was something else.
We have one more episode with the Americans, and then the last season.
Has it started yet?
Yes. Last season started.
Ah, boom. Boom.
But the first season was so good, and then it just got like everything's the same. We're sick of their dumb fucking, you know.
Well, I think they're going to get a divorce in the final season.
I think they're going to.
They can't sustain that kind of.
I think they're going to get. Caught and go
She's
beyond
too
the run.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah. She is. She reminds me of you. And
I do what the Santa wants.
I just finished the first season of a cool show. It's all about drugs, though. Queen of the South. Mm. About Mexican cartel and all that stuff. I gotta find
for your
Netflix.
Viewing pleasure, we've got Rich Recommends.
Yeah, Queen of the South is good, but here's what I don't understand about Netflix.
What are you going to give it out of 5 stars, Richard?
I'll give it 4.
4 legend. Oh, no. 4. What could it be for you? 4 movie passes.
Ugh.
What would it be for you? Like out of 5. You know,
4 spittles.
He gives it 4 spittles. Yeah, that's good.
So I think, well, season two is already out. I got to find, I think it's on, I don't know what network it came out
you,
on.
It doesn't even matter. You don't, it's like, you
well,
just
no, it's not on
Google
Netflix.
Shit and find it, and then you're like,
I know, but it was
Paramount?
On
Paramount? What the fuck is Paramount Network?
Well, it was on season one.
Guess
was
what?
On,
it used to be Spike. I found that out.
Oh, season one was on, whoa, you did some research.
I looked it up.
Season one was on Netflix, but season two is not on Netflix.
What, girl?
And it's already out.
Oh, but it's on another network. Then it went to Netflix. That's where you found it. You got to
find. I think
you know
it's
how. Do you know what Google is?
I looked it up.
Have you ever used Google?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
And then so you found out what network it's on?
Yeah.
What network? USA?
USA or TBS? TBS, I think.
So then you go to the.
I know.
You go.
I don't think we have
Queen. What is it called?
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South on TBS. Boom. It should come right up.
That's upstairs, not downstairs.
Well, downstairs is Apple TV. You got to put in your code for TBS.
For downstairs.
Yes.
Well, I saw that. I just.
How does TV work with Richard Voss? Remember when the guy was here putting in the TV and you still could not understand what was TV, what was internet?
No, I did understand everything.
You were like, oh my and God, plus, Rich!
And plus I gave.
You didn't! And the guy kept explaining it to you. He kept going, that's Apple TV. That's using the internet.
Plus I gave him a $20 tip.
High roller.
Oh, do you think a lot of people tip cable guys?
I wouldn't.
Why not? He's a blue collar guy coming out.
I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, it's called tipping.
Should you go out and tip your garbage man?
You're supposed to on Christmas.
What about
the mailman?
I used to always tip the mailman.
We haven't done
it in Los Angeles. I never did.
Well, not here because we got 10 different mailmen all the time now.
I like the one who was always in casual Friday. I never saw a mailman in jeans all the time before. He's not with us anymore.
No, we have different ones, and you don't know who to tip because you don't know if they're only doing it one day or 2 days.
Well, you're supposed to put it in the mailbox on Christmas.
I know, but if that's just a person doing one
day
here.
Don't act like that's the excuse. We just didn't.
No, I always tipped the mail.
Well, we didn't.
This year, I forgot. And I didn't know who. I used to walk out and give it to that one guy.
The Asian dude.
No.
I think the Asian dude is back.
Oh. I just also started, I'm on the fourth episode of the Biggie and Puffy thing on USA. It's okay. There's some good TV.
The Biggie and Puffy?
I mean, Biggie and Tupac. Hmm. Biggie was with Puffy.
Right.
With his record label. That's pretty good. Everybody that plays Tupac looks like Tupac. In whatever movie or whatever show does look like Tupac.
Hmm.
That's pretty good, though.
There's a certain look that's easy to match.
Yes, especially with the scarf on the head.
Right, then it's like, iconic.
What else? That's about it with TV updates.
We're done with TV updates with Rich. Oh, you didn't give how many spittles for Tupac and Biggie?
Three and a half spittles.
Three and a half spittles. Not bad. Where does it fall down? At the acting or the directing? Story?
Well, no, it's kind of a cool story because they go back and forth to when it originally happened and now.
Is it like a fake documentary? Like, are they interviewing the actors as though they're the real people?
No. Also, we have to start J. Paul Getty tonight.
Right.
Although I do have to go to the Stress Factory tonight and do that girl's podcast.
Which girl's podcast?
Kate Quigley.
Kate Quigley?
Yeah. I said I might. Because I said I would do it in a day. And she can't do it in a day. I said, well, we might stop down tonight, me and you.
Uh-huh.
Because we have nothing to do. And she goes, oh, you can do my podcast after or whatever.
Well, you can go do her podcast.
Huh?
You can go do her podcast.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it after. I'm not, that's too late.
Well, tell her to go do it before.
She can't do it before. I said, do you want me to do your podcast? I said, what time?
Well, just go late.
I'm not going to just go late.
Okay, then don't go.
I'll go.
I mean, I don't know what do you want me to say to you?
I'll do like a half an hour in the dressing room or something. I don't know. I want to go see Vinny too. I don't know.
So you're going to, so I'm not going to give her the full 45 minutes. I'm going to do half. You know what? It's late. I said I'd be home at 11:15, not 11:30. So that's take it or leave it. You know, you get a half hour of the legend or 45 minutes of somebody else. That's how it works.
Or maybe I'll do the whole thing.
Cut to fucking 2.5 hours late into the podcast. She's like, I gotta listen. No, one more thing the legend's gotta say. She's like, you're getting my mic all wet. Oh, wait, that's a radio listener bit, Bonnie.
I'm still trying.
Stop it, Bonnie.
I'm still waiting on my sneakers.
And I'm cool.
From Angelo Blando.
Who?
Angelo Blando. He's a sneaker broker.
Oh.
And I just returned 2 pairs.
You know what I like about you and doing this podcast?
What?
Well, you just tell things that you're going to do and say a few names and it doesn't get too deep.
Oh, let me tell you this.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it. Are we almost done, by the way? Because clearly, like, I don't, have you ever had like an in-depth conversation with anyone?
Yes, I talked about Disney and your boring story.
I didn't want to talk about it, but
yes,
you have nothing to add except to say like, whoa, where were you? Whoa, you're not a good interviewer.
I'm a great interviewer.
No, because you never go for any kind of emotional impact. It's always just surface level, like, how much did that cost? What was the tax? You know, they kept saying every time you bought something at Disney, they go, put your autograph right there. At one point, I go, it's not an autograph. You're asking me to sign it.
Wait,
stop
who said
it.
That? Who said put your autograph? What are you saying?
Every Disney employee says, can I get your autograph when you buy something at Disney?
Why do they want your autograph?
Oh, my God. I gotta go, folks. I can't do it.
What are you talking about?
I can't do it. When you buy something, use your credit card. You have to sign it.
Yeah.
They put the thing down. They go, can we get your autograph on that? They're asking you to sign your...
Yeah, yeah. So
I swear to God, not one other person listening to this was confused by that. Not like I can't believe
you didn't say
you would be at Disney World. You would
you didn't say it on a receipt.
You would say at Disney World. They knew everything. I swear to God, every other person listening knew what I was talking about.
You didn't say your receipt. You said
no. Listen, people that had 130 IQ knew what I was talking about. Some people had 128 IQ. They understood what I was talking about. But Mr. 141, what?
Because you
autograph?
Don't explain. You don't explain. You just
they knew what I was talking about. But you, because you think this is what would happen if you were at Disney World. They go, can I get your autograph on that? You'd be like, I'm not doing that right now. I'm not giving autographs. You'd take it seriously. Like you're a celebrity.
But I always give autographs if they ask for it, so I wouldn't say no. I always sign for people. I send people free CDs.
Oh my God. From now on, you can get Rich to sign your credit card slips if you just tell him to put his autograph on it.
I knew what you
need. You need Rich to sign a contract? Tell him to put his autograph on it. Hey, can I get your autograph on that? You're like, oh my God. It's like the biggest boob celebrity in the world. You're like,
well, yeah, you know, you can make jokes, but you're so stupid.
All your contracts are signed. Like from the legend, Richard Voss. Thanks for coming, Richard Voss.
Okay, make all the jokes you want. You know what kind of person you are? Someone that tries to tear someone down to build themselves up. But that's all on you.
Hey, listen, can you get me that check for $1,000 and put your autograph on it? Thank you.
You trying to go ahead. It's all, you know.
What do you mean? Will they recognize you? Well, if they recognize you, they're definitely going to recognize me. I'm going to get some tickets to Disney World. This is you laying in bed tonight thinking of you walking through the most crowded place on earth. Is that Rich Voss?
Yeah.
It's Rich Voss.
You know how many people would say
I'm going to ask him for his autograph. Maybe this. Can we get our check, please? Hey, Rich, can I get your
You think you're funny.
No, I don't. I think you're dumb.
I think you're stupid, though.
I got mad at them. I was like, it's not an autograph. Stop saying it. Because I was already, like, irritated. Raina goes, Mom. Like when we're walking away, she goes, they'll get fired if they don't say it.
Right now, this is what a two-faced flip-flopper you are.
Listen,
she just admitted how she got mad when they asked for how, just a little simple saying.
But it was like the 800th time buying something.
Okay.
Can I, have a magical day? It's too late for that, bitch.
Okay, but you notice how she got mad. The other night when I was in New York, I went into, I think, Dwayne Reed or one of them. And I was walking out and a buzzer went off. I don't know. I had my backpack.
You told me this story. It's not like I was with you.
And the guy goes, as I'm walking out, let me see inside your backpack. I go, you're not going in my backpack. For what?
No, well, I think you stole something.
I go, I'm wearing fucking, I'm fucking.
Oh my God. I can't believe though you took the time to let him know that you had. I'm wearing all gold and I'm wearing thousands and thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. Then I'm robbed at my car. I don't know. The guy's immediately on the phone to his buddies.
No,
I'm not emptying his autograph and then take everything he has.
So what am I supposed to do? Like take everything out of my backpack? It was, I go, I'm not opening my backpack. I don't steal.
I don't have anything.
I don't steal and I'm not doing it. And I left.
All right.
He goes, I'm not accusing you. I go, you are accusing me if you're asking to look in my backpack.
But the thing went off when you're walking through. I mean, I just feel like that's
I didn't
his
walk
job.
Outside. It just went off when I was not even close to where it's supposed to go off.
All right.
And, you know, I didn't walk through any door. I just walked past people and something buzzed. I go, I don't steal. He goes, I'm not accusing you. I go, well, you are if you're asking to look through my backpack. You know, I should have made a deal with him. You could go through my backpack, but if you don't find anything, you got to give me $10 worth of stuff. Right?
I mean, yeah.
Whatever. Don't just go through my backpack. What kind of fucking, you know, military world are we living in?
You end up in jail because they ask you for your autograph on a signed confession. Wait. This is you in court. You'll clearly see it says, hey, Tim. Thanks for being a fan, Rich Voss.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
How's the roast coming?
Good. Oh, thank you.
We shot a new opening.
I got to talk to...
We're very excited. Right. And it's going to be, what, like a month, you think? Or 2 months? Well,
I don't think it'll be that long because they said come pick up the...
So maybe within a month we'll have news of how to find the roast.
Yes. All right. So you got any plugs? When are you at the stand?
This weekend, Friday and Saturday.
At the stand.
Yeah. Then Monday I'm at the Village Underground. Tuesday we're at our big show at the Village Underground.
April 10th. Bobby Kelly, marriage counselor.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be
because Bobby is the best and the funniest and the greatest.
So go to the Comedy Cellar website to get
your
tickets.
Hey, have you seen Colin lately?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't seen him.
Live show with him, Norton show.
Oh, okay, so he's looking good and feeling better and all that?
Yes. April 10th, Comedy Cellar, Village Underground for Live
No,
My
thank
Wife
you, though,
Hates
for,
Me.
Like, really, like, shedding light on the Colin thing before getting back to your plugs.
I said he looks good.
No, you went like this. Yeah, at the Village Underground...
Well, don't bring it. We're doing plugs, and now you're bringing it up.
Pause on a plug. There's no time limit. You can pause. He looks great. I just want to tell people out there, if you're worried about Colin, he's doing fantastic. Not like, and the Village Underground, we're doing... Let me get to my thing first. I understand he had a heart attack, but I got to do my Village Underground plug.
You're such a fucking ass. What I was saying, I was going to get to Colin after everything and close with it.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry then.
Yeah.
I know that's a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
That's a plug.
I was going to say the plug since we were doing plugs and then talk about Colin. But no, Mrs., you know, point the finger.
Oh, Shaun White. Go get your Shaun White jacket. Shaun White put his autograph on something he didn't even know. Now he has his fucking clothing line.
So we did the live... Norton and Sam show at Caroline's, me, Colin, Gilbert. It was a lot of fun. I love doing anything with Colin. I love doing
I'm sorry, Sam. Don't play this on your show and then be like, whoa, she's being mean.
Who's that girl?
I don't know.
I love doing anything with Colin. He's so funny. And he looked great. He sounded great.
You took your shirt off, I guess, again. I've got some tweets.
To sell some CDs, and I sold out.
And what do you? How do you feel about that, though? Like, well, honestly,
because I look really fat in it, and I'm not fat. It's just
Let's talk about this on the Patreon.
So, April 10th, Village Underground. Get your tickets at the Comedy Cellar website. April 12th, I'll be at the Stanhope House, Stanhope, New Jersey. This Saturday the 7th, I'll be at the Newtown Theater. 20, Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown. 21, Comedy Cabaret Northeast Philly. And go to richvoss.com for all my dates. 28th, I'm doing something local in New Jersey. And there you have it. Go to richvoss.com for all my dates. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie for extra podcasts. We will be putting up a video of the live My Wife Hates Me show from the Village Underground. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week. We're out. Colin's doing great.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.